You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Story came out yesterday. It was kind of interesting. He was talking about what people are self-conscious about and how, in a funny way, it turns out to be the same things they were self-conscious about back in high school. What are those things? Well, it's the traditional ones. Weight, hair,
sure.
Teeth.
Yeah, your goofy teeth.
Weight, hair, and teeth, I guess, were the top three. And then people are also self-conscious about their height, about their voice, their skin condition, their glasses. It's like the usual things, I guess.
It's the typical stuff, isn't it?
We thought it might be kind of funny to open up the phones this morning and let you have some laughs with us and tell us what you're self-conscious about, but leave out the traditional ones like your weight or your hair and stuff like that. What are the more unusual things that you may be self-conscious about and you can laugh about it? At 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Like, you're self-conscious about the way you pronounce a certain word, and you can never say it. Like, my daughter-in-law trying to say the word crayon is so funny to me.
Right.
It's hilarious that she cannot say crayon to save her life.
Cron.
Cron. It's like, cron. And she, like, struggles even to get that out. Like, cron.
It's like me with forward.
Forward.
Me and Ford. And draft.
But we don't want to focus just on words. Don't get caught up on that. We're talking about anything that you may be self-conscious about. I'll tell you mine, and it was pointed out to me by my wife the other day. Because I like to think that when I dress to go somewhere, I can put myself together pretty well. And I like clothes and stuff like that. But I do tend to be self-conscious about whether or not things actually match. And I will often ask her, I'll come in, I'm like, does this go? I want to make sure this goes. To me, it looks fine, but I'm a little self-conscious that I'm going to walk out of the house with something that doesn't go together. Just yesterday, I had to, I bought a new sport coat. And I went in, buy a new sport coat, and I'm in the store, and I'm putting it on. And I'm like, man, this fits great.
Mm-hmm.
It looks good. I like it. But I still couldn't pull the trigger myself. I had to call the dude over. And I was like, look, I need another pair of eyeballs.
Yeah.
Does this go with this? Is this going to work?
What'd he say?
He said, absolutely. And it was on sale.
He wanted to make the sale, so he's like, you look great, sir.
Dude, look, if he was really smart, he would have steered me to something a little bit more expensive. Anyway, so what about you? What are you self-conscious about?
Well, I'm probably going to go down to my toes, and I feel a little self-conscious when I wear flip-flops and such, because I've got a pretty decent gap in between my big toe and the toe next to it. It's almost like you could fit an additional toe in there.
A big space between
them? It's a space in between them, which it looks a little funny, but it makes for a great way to pick up things, because I've got like monkey toes too, because that gap allows me to put something in between it and grab it and pick it up. Or I've done the game where I pinch my wife with my toes. You know, if we're in bed, I can just pinch her.
Send me a photo right now.
Well, I'll have to take my shoes
off.
You can
take your shoes and socks off for 1 second.
You've seen my feet before.
I've never seen a gap
after all these years. Yes, you have. I did it once in the studio where I took my shoes off and picked up the phone in here and answered the phone with my toes.
I don't even remember that.
You don't?
So take a photo and send it to me. I want to see your gap.
So it's an awkward gap in between my big toe and the which piggy would that be? This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home would be the second one. So, yeah.
God. Yeah, send me a photo.
All right, I will.
Here's our number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Before we go to break, one quick call. Let's find out what Emily is self-conscious about. What are you self-conscious about, Emily?
Well, similar to the toes, I have toe thumbs. They're also called like club thumbs or Potter's thumbs, so they're really short and stubby.
You're like Megan Fox. You're in good company.
Yes.
She's got those weird thumbs.
Champion. Yes, champion of our thumbs.
Yeah.
She's the president of your club.
Now I have to see your thumbs. So this same number that you called us on, text us a picture of your thumbs when you hang up.
We got to see them.
Yeah, I will. I'm always self-conscious when I'm, like, typing and someone's looking over me. I try and, like, tuck the thumb under or give
really?
It a thumbs up.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
That's great.
You could never hitchhike.
They wouldn't see it.
It doesn't work. I've tried. People give me a thumbs up back.
Hey.
They would think that she's holding up a fist or something.
She's like, yeah, weird. Not picking
you
her
know,
up.
It's funny to make you feel better. My stepdaughter has the funkiest fingers, all of her fingers. She's traditionally sized person or whatever, and she's got all the normal, you know, what am I trying to say? Dimensions.
Your proportions,
you know,
okay. Dimensions, yeah.
Sure, dimensions are fine. It's not like she has super short legs or whatever. She's got perfect dimensions, but her fingers are all funny little
nubbins.
Nubby fingers, all of them. And we give her endless crap about it.
Oh, really?
She might be. Yeah. I've got to ask her about that. Uh-huh. If take her to a rock wall and see if she can
scamper
like
right
a lizard or something.
Yeah, take her to the same Yosemite, somewhere big.
Yeah,
she can do it.
Get her a little bag of chalk and let her go at it.
That's funny. Emily, you're the best. Thanks for calling. Have a fun day, okay?
Send those thumbs. Send them.
Yeah,
bye.
Don't forget to send the thumbs. We got to see them. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so we got to know, what are you self-conscious about?
Oh, it's, I can't, I feel so weird drinking in front of anybody because I feel like I'm gulping really loud.
Oh, you're a gulper. My daughter's a gulper, and we've had to have talks with her about trying to drink more quietly because it's truly goom, 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 goom.
Yeah, and it's so embarrassing.
Is that you?
I feel like it's just echoing.
So you're goon, goon, goon.
Yeah, it echoes out of the glass. It's like you're gulping into a cave and you're getting the echo back,
yeah,
right?
So.
Exactly.
The key is to drink out of small glasses then.
Secret drinks.
Secret drinks.
I guess Nicole needs to get, could you get like a straw? Would that make a difference if you just sipped through a straw?
No, because then I feel like I'm scared I'm going to like drool all over myself.
Are you near a cup of liquid right now?
I have my water bottle.
You have a water bottle? Come on,
don't
take
make
a,
me. I will
let's do it. I want to hear.
Wait a minute. First, are we on a speakerphone with you right now?
No, sir.
Okay. No. Yeah, Jeremy's right. You need to pick up that water bottle and hold it and take a good long drink.
Take
right
a
now.
Big drink and kind of hold the phone up to your neck. Take a couple gulps. Let's go.
You can do it. Come on.
I can only do this now because I'm at a stoplight, gentlemen.
All right, quick. Do
okay.
it quick.
Hang on. I don't know if you could hear it.
I could kind of hear it. Yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally heard it.
You are a loud gulper. Gross. The entire state heard you.
Have you talked to anybody about this? Like what that cause of, is it that you've got, are you taking large amounts of liquid in and that's why? Or
I don't feel like I am. I feel like it's a normal little, like, typical drink. It's not like I'm like chugging it or trying to drink it as fast as I can or anything. It's just
the way you're built.
So
sounds like water splashing up against the side of a boat.
That is so funny. I can see Nicole going into a bar at happy hour and asking them to turn the music up.
Yes,
actually.
Absolutely. Or sit like next to the stage, next to the speakers.
You're a good sport, Nicole. Thanks for calling. Have a fun day, okay?
Absolutely. Love you, boys. Thank you.
Yeah, see you later.
Love you back. We love you. We don't care. Who knows? Some of the photos that are being sent are great. Listener Sarah sent us a photo of her fingers because we had the thumb call from Emily a few moments ago. Sarah says, my knuckles go backwards.
Oh, they do. Look at that ring finger.
People always comment and ask if I'm double jointed, if there's something wrong with them. If you saw this photo, it's
let's ask her right back and see if we can get permission. Sarah, give us permission to post that. And I see what she's doing, too, because her nails are rocking. Those are really cool nails. So it's like you're trying to take the focus off the knuckles.
She's distracting you from her knuckles.
Sarah, right back. Let us post it. Give us approval. Tom wrote in, says, I'm self-conscious about my eyelashes. They're really long, and I feel like that's all that people see. When they look at me, I'm convinced they can feel the breeze when I blink. Hey, Tom, people kill for long eyelashes. Don't beat yourself up. Then Katie said, one of my nostrils is bigger than the other. Not by much, but it's all I notice. And she says, I know that people are making nose-picking jokes when I'm not around. That's Katie. Like, maybe she goes for the left one more than the right one. That's why it's bigger.
I used to work with someone who had the all-time biggest nostrils on a human being.
Oh, man.
It was like something out of a cartoon.
It'll suck you up into another dimension.
You could put a baseball up those nostrils. I mean, at least a ping pong ball,
that's
I
awesome.
Know, would have fit. They could have put two ping pong balls in their nostrils and taken a photo.
And shot them out at people.
Amy says, I'm self-conscious of my feet as well, but for a different reason. I had ingrown toenails on both my big toes for years, and about 6 years ago, I had both toenails removed. They have never grown back.
Shut up, Amy. Send us a picture of that, please.
She goes, if you are a toes or a feet guy, I am not the one for you.
Although, you know, they might be into it if they got
weird
foot fetishes.
Can we see a photo? Yeah.
Come on, Amy, send me your toes.
We need that.